I delivered to your door. No questionnaires, no online test. Just text the word SIZE to 797979.
Get the rapid boost in nitric oxide production that you and your partner crave. For your 30-day supply, text
SIZE to 797979.
If results are too intense, please decrease use.
That's SIZE to 797979.
Now 6:06, coming up, the Dana Show with the KRMG Evening News on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Five-day forecast brought to you by Dale and Lee's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Here's Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
Not looking too bad for the first full couple days of spring, going into Thursday and Friday. Full-on sunshine for our Thursday, highs into the mid-60s, approaching 70 for a high by Friday with a few more clouds in the mix. But as we go into Saturday, chance for some showers will return, so you'll definitely want to have the umbrella handy then, and we'll be monitoring chances for storms going to Sunday. I'm Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
In Claremore, it's 62, partly cloudy in 61 at Tulsa's Severe Weather Station.
The current southbound Highway 75 towards the entrance ramp from westbound Creek Turnpike. And that's backing up traffic past the Jenks Road exit southbound on Highway 75. Down in Bixby, tough injury crash. It's on Memorial, about halfway between 101st and 111th Street. You'll see police and fire crews there. From the MullenPlumbing.com Traffic Center, I'm John Philbeck, News 102.3 KRMG.
I love Dana's personality. She's incredibly smart and honest.
She's very cool, very bold.
Dana does not shy away from the truth.
Now, The Dana Show with Dana Lash. Weeknights 6 to 8 on News 102.3 KRMG. Dana Show.
When are we going to get an actual policy from you instead of just like platitudes and nice stories?
Thank you. I'm going to try to be as specific as I can. I mentioned our criminal justice system. I've called for the end of the prohibition on marijuana and the expungement of the arrest records of everyone who's been arrested for marijuana. I've been doing that for a long time. On the question of health care, we've talked about universal guaranteed high-quality health care. You asked the path to get there. Two extraordinary women with whom I've served in Congress, Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, have introduced a proposal called Medicare for America that ensures that if you have employer-based insurance and you like it, you keep it. Your doctors, your network, what works for you right now.
No, these are lies. They're lies. Oh, my gosh. I'm done with this primary already. Hi, welcome to the show. Did he actually give an answer in that? Because I didn't really hear an answer that was, like, given.
No, there was the general, you know, there was nothing specific. It was just general stuff.
So, like, the guy was like, hey, when are we going to get something besides, like, these platitudes? And Beto O'Rourke's like, well, let me tell you about some platitudes. Let me share you with them. Have that platitude conversation. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. I am still already tired of the Democrat primary because it's just, that's pretty much the best way to describe it. So a few things, it's kind of a slowish news day. There was a lot of whispering and discussion as to whether or not about Marussia with Bob Mueller. I don't care. Don't care. Somebody asked me aren't you going to bring that up? Don't you think it's important to talk? No, I actually don't. Every time I hear anything about Robert Mueller, it makes me want to vote three times for Trump in 2020.
Can you do that?
Yeah, because I can be like a Democrat, right? It's the same thing. So I just, I shared the poll with you yesterday where people have just zero faith in this. They just don't think that anything is going to come of it because nothing has come of any of this entire time that this has all been going on. So I don't know what that means because he said that it's been a busy week. What does that even mean? It's been a busy week. And does that mean like maybe they were going to release something and then they decided not to? I don't know. What's the holdup?
Asking for gas money gets tedious.
Yeah, apparently. So I'm just not really, I don't care. Every time I hear something about it, it just makes me want to vote for like Trump several times. I don't know. It's all I think about. I was looking at some of the polling for I'm looking at a long list of some of these, primary candidates, Sanders, Biden, Harris, O'Rourke, Warren, Buttigieg, Booker, the crazy Yang guy who everybody knows only because he started talking about circumcision. How how bad must your life suck that when you decide to run for president, nobody knows who you are until you start talking about circumcision? Like, gosh, I got to get on the map somehow. Maybe I can just wow them with some great economic policy. Nope, nope. Going to talk about your beans and Frank. That's what we're doing. That's what he, because that's now, that's the only reason why anybody's talking about this guy. So, and he's, by the way, the circumcision guy is pulling above Amy Klobuchar. I just want to point that out. So how bad must your life suck that you're Amy Klobuchar and the guy who didn't even get on the map until he started talking about wings was the guy who, you know, he's now pulling above you.
That's what Amy does now.
Yeah, I mean, how do you top that? Elizabeth Warren's immediately going to start co-opting circumcision as something that she's cared about this entire time. You're going to have Pocahontas out there like, yes, I also care about this. Can I pause? Because it is kind of a slow news day and I'm in a really weird mood. I swear it's the barometric pressure. Is it just me?
No, you're right. It is.
Does it feel like there's pressure in your eyeballs? Because Texas is the weirdest place on earth. Texas's weather is like Australia all the time, in that Australia, everything that's in Australia wants to kill you from its spiders and ants and bugs and weird stuff. Texas's weather is like that. Texas's weather will kill you. Anyway, I just feel it's just, I'm in a really weird mood. I'm in a good mood. I'm pretty chill. I'm, you know, but I'm in a really weird mood. So I think you guys will forgive me. What was I going to say about this? I was going somewhere fascinating. I was fascinated with myself for sure. But no, we were talking about the whole... The primary candidates and Pocahontas. That's what I was getting into. How amazing. Now, just envision this. Sidebar, quick sidebar. How amazing would this be? Think of polka meets heavy metal, but it also has a fun, irreverent political twist. Ta-da, Pocahontas. That's an amazing band, right? Like, I'm just saying, you could, like, Pocahontas could totally play, like, up in Minnesota and stuff when they have their festivals, right? Pocahontas and the Elizabeth Warrens.
There are bands that exist that are the mashup of polka and heavy metal.
How amazing would that be? And then they could eat that weird fish that they bury in the ground up there. You could sell that at the merch booth.
I think we might have an example of heavy metal.
Polka metal? Pocahontas?
Possibly. I don't know.
Sounds something like I that I would be interested in.
Oh, no.
That was depressing. You just totally let us down there. Listen to Metallica. Pocahontas and the Elizabeth Warrens. This is actually pretty cool. I'm not going to hate it. So my whole point in bringing that up is people are going to have to just get like out woke. Oh my gosh. And here's something else. I wasn't going to bring this up until now, but now I'm bringing it up. Okay. I don't know. Cause it's all so weird with is it mean for me as a woman to make fun of a man who lifts less weight than I do? Well, if it's Beto.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, what are these? I'm watching a video. Somebody tweeted this to me. I'm watching a video of him lifting weights right now because apparently that's the thing. You got to show everything off. You have to live stream your dentist appointment. When you go to the proctologist, I guess everything you got to live stream. I don't know. So he's at the gym, videotaping himself at the gym, lifting weights, doing really bad curls. Like that's the worst form ever. I'm really trying so hard not to fitness shame, but I think I'm going to. Like I lift more weight than that. And that's just horrible form for your curls. That's just really bad. I'm like watching it. That's bad. Can we stop this crap? We're going to be subjugated to that. This is going to be in our faces until they have this damn election, guys. We got to figure out a way to get through it together. We have to figure out some coping mechanisms because this is already,
I have an idea.
Yeah, you do?
I mean, because yesterday we heard about that fake Walter Cronkite Award. Why don't we just do that for like stupid things? We just do daily awards like that. I know that Today in Stupidity is kind of like that, but maybe, I don't know, maybe a segment or a part of a segment we dedicate to just pointing out the stupidity and giving the awards out. Fake awards, you know, like the media does.
I feel like that's a participation trophy.
You think?
Yeah, in a way. Maybe.
Rewarding them.
Apparently CNN's having a town hall with Hickenlooper and they're counting down to it. Well, we can all look forward to that, Greg Fokker. That Hickenlooper town hall. We can all look forward to that. That's going to be a real treat for everybody tonight. All right, over there? It's going to be a real treat for us
they
tonight.
They needed a countdown for that?
Yeah, they needed apparently a countdown for it. I don't know. That's the thing. So this, several things. We got some socialist wave coming up. Also some immigration issues. Jake Tapper and I have been arguing back channel for 24 hours now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes when people... they come at me with certain things. I kind of want to go, have we met? Have we? Like, are you? Hi. Have we met? because I don't know what you think that this is going to accomplish. I've been super cool, by the way, but we'll have some discussions on that. Also, James Clyburn. I mean, it's not a day that ends in Y if somebody's not calling Trump Hitler. But he says the whole fam damnly is Hitler. The whole fam Trump damnly is Hitler. All of them together make one giant Hitler, like Voltron. Like all the cats came together to make Voltron. Apparently all the Trump members come together to make one giant robot Hitler. I don't know. Robot Hitler. Oh, that was, don't put that name on the list, but that's a fascinating name. But I guess that's what he's suggesting. So I don't know. But that's what we'll jump into that. Yeah, he says they're all Hitler. They're all worse than Hitler. So they all form arms and legs. I don't know. So we'll discuss that. And the Mueller stuff, we've got some social justice warriorism, all of that good stuff to get into. And we'll be getting into also some today's stupidity and that. Blink motion activated cameras. These are good things to have if you just want to watch your stuff. Let's be real. Do you want to watch your stuff? Sometimes, can I? I don't know if I should say this. All right. So one of the things that I did, because I have kids running around my house all the time, people coming over, people in and out. One of the cameras, I didn't even put batteries in. I just like put it up in an area where I knew the kids would go. And it's like they're really well behaved. And I actually am not, you know, infringing on any other privacy. I didn't even put, and they just think it's on. So see, parents, you can totally lie and trick your kids with this stuff. It's amazing. I like it because you don't have a cord. I like the cameras because you don't have a cord. So many of these camera systems, unless you just rip out all your drywall and if you rewire your whole house, you have these ugly, unsightly cords hanging everywhere and it just looks cheap and trashy. Let's just be real. The Blink cameras, they're wireless. So they run on batteries that I don't ever think I've changed my batteries. All my cameras work, but I don't think I've ever changed my batteries. They last for up to 2 years. Might have gone over that. But they have a live feed option also. So you can monitor your home and check in on kids and pets from anywhere you are. Put it at your front door. Put it wherever. I mean, you can put it anywhere. And if it's something, if it notices, if you have it set to notify you every time it detects motion, it will send you a clip and you can determine whether or not you want to act on it from the clip that you're watching. There's no subscriptions. You don't have any, there's no contracts. It's literally it's the easiest camera in the history of cameras to use. There's no way you can mess this up. And right now you can save 20% on Blink Outdoor XT cameras. The sale ended days ago, but that's what I have. Blink Outdoor XD cameras, you can save 20% off if you go to blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. Blink is an Amazon company and it works with Alexa.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three. After Rockets Over Rama ended their 4th of July fireworks display, a new show will take its place this year.
Two
state lawmakers are in Washington for tomorrow's free speech event hosted by President Trump at the White House.
One.
Top story on the KRMG Evening News. There's a new sheriff in Nowata County. An update at 6:30. We have partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees at 6:19. Todd Starnes commentary coming up in 4 minutes, and more of The Dana Show with Dana Lash coming up in 5 minutes with the KRMG Evening News on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
You see him on the Fox and Friends couch every morning. He also has a radio show on KRMG.
These are experts. These people have been well-trained.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 9 to 11 on News 102.3 KRMG. Listen at work on KRMG.com or the KRMG app.
Hey, it's a new year. Why not make a resolution you can keep, one for a new you? It's Rick Corey. One of my number one resolutions is fixing my teeth. I lived a good part of my life with some missing teeth. Now, they're mostly in the back and you can't tell, but it bothers me. But because of cost and finding a qualified doctor, I just didn't get it taken care of. But then I was introduced to Dr. Chris Ward. Dr. Ward offers permanent dental implant solutions with easy financing options. Now, that's important because you may think, oh, I can't afford that. And if you're thinking of low-cost dentures, stop, do a little research first, and talk to Dr. Chris Ward. Dr. Ward is a specialist from single implants all the way to full-mouth replacements, and he's going to be fixing all my missing teeth at one time and even one that's damaged, and they're going to look and feel like they're real. Now, fix your teeth right the first time. Call 918-274-4466. That's 918-274-4466. Ask for Deanna. She's delightful, by the way. She'll set up a free consultation appointment just like they did for me, and you'll be on your way to the best decision you'll make in 2019. You can find more information at chriswarddds.com or just search Chris Ward Implants online.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Our medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, we provide our patients a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Our medical providers will work with you to find the best medical solution. And our electronic record keeping allows our professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Our care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let us help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
The deals back any longer. It's the Truck Madness event happening all month long at South Point Chevrolet. These savings are crazy. Get 20% off the MSRP when you buy the all-new 2019 Silverado Crew Cab, or get 0% APR for 72 months. You heard that right. 0% APR for 6 years. Truck Madness is going on now at South Point Chevrolet, the exclusive home of the South Point Best Price Guarantee. Find new roads. SouthPointChevrolet.com. See dealer for details.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned. Not when you have Noxetril, so why not make it a Noxetril night? You see, Noxetril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxetril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxetril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxetril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxetril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
What's wrong with Beto? That story next.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
There's really no polite way to say this, ladies and gentlemen, but Robert Francis O'Rourke is slap crazy. Touched in the head, front porch lights on, but nobody's home. In the days following his soul-crushing Senate loss to Ted Cruz, Robert Francis embarked on a journey of self-discovery. Somewhere in the state of New Mexico, he ate dirt. That's not a euphemism. The man literally feasted on soil. The Washington Post said Robert Francis believed the dirt had special powers. In that same profile, we learned he plucked the contents of his child's diaper, placed it in a bowl, and told his wife it was an avocado. Who does that? By the way, Robert Francis has assured voters he does not, nor has he ever done LSD, which, quite frankly, is not all that reassuring, because that means Robert Francis O'Rourke was stone sober and of sound mind when he ate that dirt sandwich. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
You're buying only 20 rounds of ammunition for every 30 days. And then you would, yeah, that would allow you to go, you could load 4 or 5 round magazines. That would be the largest magazine allowed by the bill. It was written by people who've never seen guns. That's the people who wrote this bill. They don't even know how to spell gun. If you ask these lawmakers who wrote this bill even how to spell gun, they would be like, S-P-T, I don't even know what. We're going to talk more about that because they're having a huge rally in Oregon this Saturday, and I'll share some of the details on that for you as well, because there's some really good stuff and good people out there working on this. Moving on down the line. So it's the first day of spring, right? Spring equinox or something like that. I don't know. All the hippie people, what is it? Equinox or some business? It's the first day of spring, which means it's no longer winter. Yay! Winter is gone. It's not coming anymore. An artist created a 2-acre Beto 2020 crop circle in Texas. I hope the aliens come visit us and maybe just take that guy. I kid. Do I? So, artist Stan Hurd. His name's Stan Hurd. I love it. He told local ABC station that it took him 2 weeks to piece together his amazing Beto 2020 crop circle. It actually is kind of impressive looking. What's more impressive is that this is probably the biggest amount of ground that Beto actually took statewide in anything. You want to go ahead and do your crops like that. I mean, you know, more power to you. This is why I don't like cats. I don't like cats for a number of reasons. I think they're weird, and I watched that one movie with Drew Barrymore, Cat's Eye, when I was a kid, and it just always messed with me. And they poop in a box of rocks that you keep in the house, and it's disgusting. I don't know. I mean, I don't hate. I have very good friends that have cats. So this 14-year-old boy was hospitalized because he caught, are you ready for this, a mind-altering infection from his cat. He thought he was the son of the devil. He had suicidal thoughts, and he had marks on his skin. It was cat-carried Bartonella. Oh, don't Google that. It's nasty. Ew. But he was in the hospital for 11 weeks, and he had these weird marks on his skin, and they linked it with cat scratch disease, not unlike cat scratch fever. Two very different sorts of ailments. And it was from the bacteria called Bartonella. But you know what? For real, though, that makes me wonder. I feel like I want to message Ted and be like, so the cat scratch fever, was that Bartonella or was it just, you know, is that appropriate?
Science with Uncle Ted.
Oh my gosh, I'm so doing it. I'm so going to do that. He's going to be greatly amused. If you're missing the front end of your Camaro in Indy, the Indianapolis police just want to have a little chat with you. That's all. Fox 59 says a driver hit a cyclist and left behind a big piece of his car at the scene. And they're looking for you. This bicyclist was taking the same route that he always was, but he was hit. And apparently the car that hit him left part of its bumper in the middle of the road. And the Indy police just want to chat. Stay with us.
The School of Nursing at OKWU is accepting applications now for the RN to BSN or MSN beginning in April. These degree programs are designed for the working professional with classes held only one night a week. Enroll today for the RN to BSN or MSN beginning in April. Call 866-225-6598. Both are baccalaureate degree in nursing and master's degree in nursing at Oklahoma Wesleyan University are accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education, CCNE, offered in Tulsa, Bartlesville, or completely online. Call 866-225-6598 or go to okwu.edu.
I'm making a change in my life.
Go to okwu.edu or call 866-225-6598.
Impacting culture with the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
This is News 1023 KRMG.
Where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
Good evening. We have partly cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Tulsa at 6:30. We'll get down to about 40 for the low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 66. It's 60 right now. We tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes with the KRMG Evening News with Nick Lofton. Good evening. Number three, a new fireworks show will be presented in Broken Arrow on July 4th. Number two, two state lawmakers in Washington for President Trump's free speech event at the White House tomorrow. Top story on the KRMG Evening News with Nick Lofton. The Nowata County Commissioners have named a new interim sheriff.
Murta Hallett was sworn into office this morning during an emergency meeting following the surprise resignation of former Sheriff Terry Barnett on Monday. Commission Chairman Doug Sonnenberg believes that Hallett will be able to replace the deputies who left with Barnett.
She'll find people that live here in Nowata County that want to work here in Nowata County, and that's what you need for a county sheriff's office.
Nowata County currently only has three dispatchers and two jailers left on staff. Ben Morgan, News 1023 KRMG.
Now 6:31 with the KRMG Evening News.
Spring break plans are a go for now. I'll let you know how long you'll be able to enjoy before rain chances return. I'm Fox 23 and News 1023 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
Still slow southbound Highway 75 trying to get south of the Creek Turnpike. Crash on Memorial in between 101st and 111th. I'm John Philbeck.
Now more top stories at the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. We go to Steve Berg.
Two Oklahoma state lawmakers have been invited to the White House for an event tomorrow. President Trump will be talking about free speech on college campuses. State Senator Julie Daniels from Bartlesville is running a bill on that very topic right now. She tells KRMG the president may take action.
I believe tomorrow in his remarks, he may speak more about a possible executive order tying federal research dollars to how well universities take action to protect free speech.
Oklahoma State Rep. Mark Lepak from Claremore is the author of the bill on the House side and was also invited. By the way, they're not spending any taxpayer money on their trip. Broken Arrow will get a fireworks show this July after all. After they announced the long-running rockets over Rama would not return, the BA City Council approved a new fireworks show.
Broken Arrow has a tradition of holding a big fireworks show on Independence Day, and the Events Park is a great place to host an event like that.
Patriots in the Park will happen this July 4th from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the Broken Arrow Events Park near the NSU campus in BA and will be totally free. A new report says there's an affordable housing crisis in just about every place in the U.S., including Oklahoma.
The National Low-Income Housing Coalition says no state or city in the entire country has an adequate supply. California alone is short 1 million rentals. The coalition says Oklahoma has a shortage of about 48,000 homes. It's calling now on the federal government to act, saying the housing crisis is at a breaking point.
That's KRNG's and Fox 93's Sarah Hart.
The five-day forecast and more of the Dana Show with Dana Lash coming up. It's now 6:33.
Hey, it's Dan Potter, host of the KRMG Morning News. We want you to join us for the KRMG and Fox 23 6th Annual StormCon, presented by Irontight Safe Rooms.
Saturday, March 30th from 10 to 1.
You're going to learn from the National Weather Service, the American Red Cross, IMSA, and many more.
And one of you will win a 4x6 Irontight Safe Room, but you have to be there to win. Find out more information on KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
Hi, I'm Dennis Lane, president of Thermal Windows Incorporated. Most window dealers sell vinyl windows in just two colors, white and almond. At Thermal Windows, that's just the beginning. In addition to vinyl windows, we manufacture high-performance thermal barrier products in five standard colors, white, cream, almond, sandstone, and bronze. And now, for a small premium, they're available in black. Black windows and doors are a new and popular design trend. They provide a sleek, modern look, whether your home is classic mid-century, modern farmhouse, or brand new design. You don't have to settle for mass-produced windows in a limited selection of colors. Thermal Windows Incorporated can custom manufacture your windows and doors in sizes, shapes, and colors that will make your home truly distinctive. Get started today with a call to 918-663-7580, a visit to thermalwindows.com, or bring your house plans by our showroom at 31st and 129th East Avenue.
Thermal Windows, our quality shines through.
Guys, look, as we get older, most of us will have problems with our male performance. Maybe it's occasional, maybe it's all the time. This causes stress in our relationships. You may have tried pills or supplements. If they didn't work well, you may feel that you'll never have a healthy love life again. Well, now there are medical providers that focus on men's sexual health. Universal Men's Clinic helps men suffering from erectile dysfunction.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential. They are dedicated to helping you find the right medication for your sexual health needs and have helped men with sexual function issues, even those who have not been able to perform in years.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Your trees will be waking up soon. Now's the time to give them a spring trimming. They'll look nicer, be healthier, and better able to withstand storms. Before limbs fall, give Rickert a call. Rickert Landscape and Tree Service. Schedule your free evaluation with ISA-certified arborist and owner Todd Rickert or tree disease expert Jason Trent, who's also an ISA-certified arborist. Call today and get free stump grinding. One stump per tree, please. Before limbs fall, give Rickert a call. 918-272-6111 and at fixmytree.com.
It's now 6:36. Now the 5-day forecast brought to you by Dale and Lee's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Here's Fox 23 and KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
Full on sunshine to enjoy as we go on into Thursday. Daytime highs pretty close to average too, into the mid 60s and light wind. So going to Friday, a few more clouds, but temperatures boosting back up into the upper 60s to near 70. With the arrival of some showers going into Saturday, that's going to drag our highs back down to the low 60s. You'll definitely want to have the umbrella handy. And we'll also be monitoring chances for storms going into Sunday. I'm Fox 23 and News 1023 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
63 in Sand Springs. We have partly cloudy in 61 at Tulsa's severe weather station. Now more of the Dana Show on News 1023 KRMG.
Listen live around the world
at danaradio.com.
One more question. I just want to make sure that I have clarity. Yesterday on abortion, you said it's a woman's right to choose. Correct?
Absolutely.
Does that include it up until the third trimester?
Listen, I think those decisions are best left to a woman and her doctor. I know better than to assume anything about a woman's decision. An incredibly difficult decision when it comes to her reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights. Wait. I don't know what that means. So he can't even come out and be like, you know what? I think that if you're pregnant and it's in the last trimester and you decide, I think I don't want to have this baby anymore. That probably should not be legal because you've had all this time to determine whether or not you wanted to have this baby. And no doctor's going to be like, let's see, what should I do if your health is in danger? Let's go ahead and do an emergency C-section or just let you abort it out for a couple of days. I mean, those are literally the options. No doctor's actually going to ask that question. So, yeah. Welcome back to the show. I'm in a weird mood. At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. It's the woke Olympics. Woke Olympics is what it is. That's really what the primary is. Okay, so a couple things here. I was going back and forth because yesterday I was on air actually when they were announcing it. The CNN PR team. Patting themselves on the back because they got this Walter Cronkite Award for their Parkland Town Hall because they just elevated the conversation of gun control. They really advanced it. And you're probably like, what? That's not what I saw. And I'm like, I know. But yeah, they said that they advanced the conversation of gun control. You know how you advance the conversation on gun control? By telling someone that they're a horrible mother and that they should be burned and that they're a murderer. Shame on them. And screaming over them every time they talk. I mean, it's amazing. Oh, also, the Cronkite Awards. I don't know. This one didn't get as much attention yesterday because everything, CNN was sucking up all the energy in the room. The Salem Witch Trials were awarded the Cronkite Award yesterday for advancing the conversation on women's rights. I don't know if you were aware of that, but they also won that award too. Very unique distinction. The Cronkite people said that they had never actually gone that far back in history, but it seemed apropos, you know, considering they were giving CNN the town hall the award for advancing the conversation on gun control. It seemed only natural to give the Salem Witch Trials the Cronkite Award for advancing the conversation on women's rights. I mean, it's, you know, so bravo, applause, applause. Go ahead and like spend your afternoon rearranging your bookshelves to put your award on. So impressive. Much impressed. But Jake was not. He's been arguing with me for over 24 hours now, back channel. And I didn't release any of anything that he said because I am a classy person. But I just think, did you think that I was just, that I wouldn't say anything? I mean, I was there at that town hall and it was a ridiculous display. Let me give you some insight. So one of the producers who was involved in it, and I'm not going to name him, I've known him for a decade now, and I've always had a very good relationship with this producer, who was one of the producers involved with putting on this town hall. He previously worked with Diane Sawyer at ABC. And in fact, that was really one of the first times that I had met him. This was back in 2012, that particular producer. 2010. Back in 2010, I did election night coverage at ABC, and that's when I really got to know this producer very well. And then he ended up moving in, as is customary for a lot of people in production and news, they go from network to network, and he ended up moving to CNN, and he works with Jake's show, The Lead, but because of his seniority, he also was doing this big event too. So, and he was very, I don't necessarily, it's weird. The relationships can get very weird. I don't think that he's a bad person at all, but I do think that they planned an event and they focused so much on the emotional outrage aspect of it that it entirely got away from them. So before the event even started, I was backstage at the arena and Jake came back there and said, well, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's pretty much out of control in the arena. There's not really much I'm going to be able to do. He acknowledged before we even went out on the stage that the event was already out of control. So it seems weird to me that you would join in the celebrations of winning this farce of an award for an event that you admitted before it even began had already gotten out of control. And it wasn't just me that he said that in front of. When he came back, I was actually having a discussion at the time with a couple of the fine deputies from the Broward Police Department, the ones who were the good guys and who didn't like Scott Israel, and the ones who were trying to get him out of there. And so it was just very weird. There was no advancement of any kind of conversation. CNN made it to where it was an emotional train wreck. They allowed for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours of electioneering before the event began. Robert Runcie was invited to go on stage and deflect blame. Scott Israel was allowed to go on stage before we sat on stage together. And this was before the broadcast began. And he referred to me as the, quote, NRA lady, unquote, and began to assert that it was perhaps my irresponsible support of the Second Amendment that led to this tragic occurrence that took place not just a week prior. And he had no shame at all whatsoever in doing that. And CNN never held him to account. When Jake was on stage, I was the only one who came prepared and ready to call into account the sheriff and the individuals that had dropped the ball so many times, sat there on that stage, questioned myself, the sheriff, asked him why he ignored all of these calls to his department, asked him why he ignored calls from this murderer's own family, why they didn't Baker Act him. I correctly recited the Florida state statute, which treats as a felony any sort of digital communication that is measured and treated as a threat of injury or great bodily harm for which that particular murderer could have been detained. And it's not just myself saying that. Later on, the Sun Sentinel did a fantastic piece in which they spoke to numerous prosecutors across the state who all had the exact same conclusion that Scott Israel is incorrect when he said that there were no legal pathways for him to have detained this individual because under the Florida law, that statute, which treats as a felony any sort of digitally communicated threat of injury or great bodily harm, that he could have been detained on that alone as a felony and treated as a prohibited possessor and declared ineligible to legally purchase or carry a firearm. And by the way, all of that transpired months before the massacre took place. And I brought that up on stage. And the amazing thing, when I noted how many threats had come into his office, I was actually citing a CNN report, and Jake sat there like a frog on a log and did not even dispute Sheriff Scott Israel at the time when he disagreed with that report and tried to lie and contradict it. And Jake didn't defend his network's own reporting on that particular matter. And it was that particular CNN report that I was citing on stage, which I thought was incredibly rich. I understand the need to feather one's nest with the appearance of awards and accolades, but I also think that it's just as important to feather one's own intellectual growth trajectory with fact and things that are actually principally based. So this is what we've been going back and forth on for quite some time. And he obviously disagrees with my very legitimate criticism of his network. And he did not like the fact that I said that he was a company man. But, you know, at some point, honestly, I get that he's tied and that's his bread and butter. And he can't really say anything negative about the way that his network carried it out. But he won't even say anything with regards to the manner in which his network treated me or the manner in which it was received. I mean, it was insane to sit here and take an award and congratulate yourself on something that was perhaps one of the most embarrassing things to ever be broadcast on any network ever in the history of American television is pretty unbelievable. So, and I wasn't the only one that said it was shameful. There were other Parkland parents that said it was as well. There were students who said it was. And so that's the truth of it. That's the whole truth of the matter. And I'm not going to be gaslit into thinking that, I'm not going to be gaslit into thinking that what they did was actual real journalism, nor should you. That wasn't journalism. It was advocacy. They worked with gun control groups to have certain people sitting on the stage and certain people sitting around the stage. There, you know, I was speaking to one of the families last night on a phone call. I'm not going to say who, but I was talking to, because I know a number of the families, and I was talking to one of the parents last night on the phone, who made it very clear to me that unless they held a particular line, they were not welcome to participate at this town hall. And they weren't the only parent to have expressed that to me. They worked with these gun control groups to make it an advocate event, not a journalism event. And so for them to receive this award is incredibly hackneyed. And for them to bristle at any criticism of their receipt of it is incredibly hackneyed. There is absolute legitimate criticisms of what they did, and if that offends them, then perhaps they're in the wrong line of work. Bottom line, we have a lot more to touch upon, including some immigration stuff to get into as well. As we get moving on, Patriot Mobile is my cell phone service because I don't feel like further funding Planned Parenthood or amnesty advocacy or gun control advocacy. And if you have big mobile, then chances are that's exactly where your dollars are going. You use your phone every single day, so why would you not use it to make change? Switch today to Patriot Mobile. It's more than just a cell phone company. It's a cause. Not only are you getting excellent customer service and a more affordable phone bill, but they're also offering contract buyouts, $500 per line up to $1,500 per account in credits. And when you use my name, you can waive up to 2 activation fees, which is great. But you get super fast, super reliable, coast-to-coast service. And your money goes towards funding the issues that you vote to protect, because that's what Patriot Mobile mobilizes to support. Switch today. They make it easy. Stop funding big mobile. Enough is enough. 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana to get your 2 activation fees waived.
Now, the 3 big things you need to know.
Fireworks will glow again this July 4th over in Broken Arrow. A new fireworks show has been announced to replace Rockets Over Ramah.
2.
President Donald Trump will be hosting a free speech event at the White House tomorrow, and 2 Oklahoma lawmakers are going to be there.
1.
Top story on the KRMG Evening News with Dick Lofton. A new interim sheriff has been named for Nowata County. We'll have an update at 7 o'clock. Back to the Dana Show in 4 minutes. And partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees now at 648 on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
News, weather, and traffic changes at a rapid pace.
You really do need to pay attention to it.
Gotta know what's happening in my city.
What remains the same is your place for the most up-to-date information.
Broken Arrow schools are using an app to help kids stay warm.
Stay in the know, minute by minute, with Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 102.3 KRMG, KRMG.com, and the KRMG app.
Hey, Rick Corey here from my friends at Ferguson Subaru in Broken Arrow. Now, I've been telling you about my 2019 Subaru Outback. Here are the top 3 things I love about this car. Number 1, symmetrical all-wheel drive. So what's that? It's a balanced all-wheel drive system that maximizes traction, especially during wet and icy conditions. Second is safety. My Outback is equipped with EyeSight, blind spot detection, and cross-traffic alerts. And third, the deal. Get as low as 0% financing for up to 72 months on select 2019 Outbacks. And all Ferguson Subaru Outbacks, just like mine, come standard equipped. That means you don't pay extra for that legendary road-gripping symmetrical all-wheel drive only found in a Subaru. No other car on the planet has it. So compare my top 3 things and take a test drive during the Subaru A Lot to Love event, and get as low as 0% financing on select Subaru Outbacks. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit, across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
We've got what you're looking for. Ferguson Superstore.
Dan Potter for Travis Watkins at TulsaTaxPros.com. You're still up at night worrying about your past IRS problems, and here comes another tax deadline. These kinds of problems, they're insidious. They ruin all aspects of your life. They take a toll on you financially, physically, emotionally. They never really go away. With another tax deadline approaching, it's time to call Travis Watkins Tax Resolution and Accounting Firm in Tulsa right now and start sleeping again tonight. Travis Watkins Tax will talk to the IRS for you and help you get the best deal available for your unique situation with the IRS, with programs like the Fresh Start Initiative and the IRS Offering Compromise. Call Travis Watkins Tax now at 918-771-0024 and set up a free 30-minute consultation in Tulsa. 918-771-0024 or log on to TulsaTaxPros.com. If you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll send you our free confidential insider report, How to End IRS Problems Forever. That's 918-771-0024, TulsaTaxPros.com.
Hi, I'm Jackie Newton. My family owns and operates Stuart Martin Kubota in Okmulgee, Muskogee, and Kubota Construction Equipment of Tulsa. It's our goal to have a God-centered, mission-driven business, and that to us means super serving our customers, from treating them with respect from the time they drive onto the lot to helping them find the right Kubota mower for their property, like the Kubota ZG or the Kubota ZD zero-turn mower, and of course, making sure they're taken care of after the sale. We believe it's the service after the sale that has helped keep Stuart Martin Kubota in business for 90 years. Now is the time to prepare for mowing season. Come check out our great financing options or mark your calendar for March the 29th and come check out our mower ride and drive demo day at Tulsa Sod at 138th and Memorial in Bixby from 10 to 2. We'll be serving lunch that day, so come out and see us.
Stuart Martin Equipment. If it's not orange, it's a lemon.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned, not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Human dialogue ever broadcast. Please don't feign outrage at me, quote, making public an award you literally publicly accepted while also publicly allowing your network to portray me as a horrible mother, murderer, and someone who, quote, owns Congress. I have every right to be justly and righteously indignant. Have a great night. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it. And I also added, too, later on, I said, I disagree with any assertion that this was a fair or even remotely journalistic endeavor with the purpose of fostering, much less advancing, discussion. So get real. It wasn't. It was an absolute crap show. It was an absolute crap show. And to deny that and to act as though you did something formidable with regards to dialogue on gun rights is a joke. That's like saying, oh my gosh, the Salem witch trial. They did so much advancing the conversation of women's rights. It's the same thing. I'm just not going to be gaslit by people. I'm just not going to be gaslit by people. I don't want a relationship with a network or any person as an association or a friendship enough to where I'm willing to deny fact. Facts are my friends. I'm not in any way interested in any of that. So this idea that anyone would think that somehow I would, that I have no right to disagree with that. And it wasn't just the town hall. It was the weeks after the town hall. Allison Camerota, so many others, they had on their network, they allowed accusations to stand of me owning Congress, of me being a murderer, not just me, but just regular, average, everyday gun owners as well. And I have all of the audio. We've played it on this show. Allison and I argued on it on CNN. And the idea that somehow that's okay or that's considered a journalistic endeavor. These individuals don't know what journalism is. If you think that this was in any way a journalistic endeavor, for crying out loud, it was literally named, what was it called? Like the Parkland as something for gun control. I forget how it was even titled. It was named an advocacy title. It was never, ever expected to be a journalistic endeavor. So quit gaslighting people into thinking that it was. And I'll tell you something, this idea to think that you're going to go to direct message to me and that you're going to somehow, because you just don't want to do it publicly, I'll do it publicly or privately. I don't care. I just, the whole thing is ridiculous. But the idea that somehow I, you know, it's so mean, it's attacking. No, the attack, literally, you would say that after the videos where people are saying burn her. And remember, they said that that never happened. I guess you guys didn't think that I had video. Like, when will people learn? When will you learn? And then I put the video up there and they're like, oh, well, it wasn't the whole arena. Yeah, move those goalposts, kids. Go ahead and move them. My point stands. So all of this, it's just, I'm not going to be gaslit with this. This is why people say what they say about the media. And the day after, when I was at CPAC and I said what I said about the media and the ratings, I was irrevocably 100% unassailably correct. I meant every single syllable, and I still do. Now you understand why I said what I said. Now you get it. Sometimes it's not immediately made completely full on. Sometimes you don't immediately see it. But it's just, I tell you, I meant it and I still mean it today. There you have it. Coming up, some of the immigration headlines. It's not a national emergency except, well, if you look at the number of people who have been detained. What did they say? They nabbed 400 people illegally entering the country in under 5 minutes yesterday. We'll have that for you. And some of the other stuff going on there at the border. We'll also get into how people, apparently, according to new studies, they don't become adults until they're 30, say brain scientists. But why the hell are we wanting to even discussing lowering the voting age to 16 then? We have that and so much more. Don't go anywhere. Second hour of The Dana Show starts momentarily.
The kiddies are in school and everything's on a schedule. Now's the time to shop for some new tires.
Ach, who's got time to shop for tires? I have to drive wee Heather from school to soccer, then ballet, and let's not forget the bagpipe lessons.
Now, McGregor, you haven't seen Dino's new website. You can get a quote, get advice, or set an appointment.
He's got a new site, does he? I didn't ken.
You what? No. No, don't explain. At dinostire.com, you'll find Dino's top picks for tires and wheels and learn about rebates and special offers, too.
Now you've got me thinking. With all the extra driving, I need to do more to keep my wee Heather safe.
Yes, nothing makes you feel safer than new tires from a brand you can trust, installed by the experts at Dino's Tire and Wheel.
Aye, those guys are great. And I have a huge warehouse full of wheels and tires, too.
That's Dino's Tire and Wheel, located just off I-244 between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
It's where Tulsa buys their tires.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Fox News is next on News 102.3 KRMG,
a Cox Media Group station.
This is News 102.3 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first.
For breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic,
live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
At 7 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 61 degrees in Tulsa. From the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, I'm Steve Berg's team coverage of our top story. Nowata County has a new interim sheriff. The former sheriff resigned after she was ordered to reopen the jail, which she refused to do because of safety and health concerns.
In an emergency meeting this morning, county commissioners were emotional as they formally accepted the resignation of former Sheriff Terry Sue Barnett. One commissioner abstained from voting on an interim sheriff because of the ongoing issues with the department, But in a 2-1 vote, Murta Hallett was appointed. She is now coming out of retirement and determined to reopen the jail as soon as possible. We told you all deputies resigned on Monday, but Hallett says they'll have deputies back on the streets by this evening. For Fox 23 and News 102.3 KRMG, I'm Kaylee Doherty.
People who live in Broken Arrow will get a fireworks show this July after all. It looked like there would be no official fireworks display in the city after it was announced the long-running rockets over Ramo would not return this Independence Day. But yesterday, the BA City Council approved a new fireworks show called Patriots in the Park. It'll happen this July 4th from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the Broken Arrow Events Park near NSU BA. The best part? It's all free. The Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Tulsa is saying thank you to the firefighters who responded to a big fire that happened there last November.
We love doing our job, and we will never ask for somebody to, you know, pat us on the back. But when it does, it's very appreciative, and very much so.
The Hyatt holding a luncheon for first responders in their newly renovated hotel. The hotel had to be closed down for 73 days after the fire, but they managed to keep all 157 employees on board. We're told they're now planning two more phases of renovation to begin in the next year. Tomorrow, President Trump is scheduled to address the topic of free speech on college campuses, and two Oklahoma state lawmakers will be in attendance.
State Senator Julie Daniels from Bartlesville wrote a bill designed to defend free speech at public colleges and universities, and that's an issue the president wants to tackle. Plans to speak on it tomorrow. The House author of the bill is Representative Mark Lepak from Claremore. He tells me he and Senator Lewis are flying to D.C. today.
She's excited. I'm excited. This is a first for both of us. It's unusual for just regular people to have an opportunity to do something like this.
Lewis tells me the president may sign an executive order. Russell Mills, News 102.3 KRMG.
There was new information today about Monday's deadly plane crash in Yukon.
60-year-old Doug Durning died on scene. 43-year-old Britton Lee was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Unfortunately, she did not survive her injuries either.
We do ask for thoughts and prayers for all of those that are involved here. It's just a tragic day, and we are terribly, terribly sorry.
A spokesperson for the airport says Durning and Lee were both well known and, of course, will be missed. Both were pilots and flight instructors. The cause of that crash still under investigation.
That's KRMG's and Fox 93's Sarah Hart reporting. KRMG News Time is 7:03. We'll check the forecast in 2 minutes.
Stay connected to Tulsa's leading source for local information.
Anything you can do to bring this city closer together, we're all for it, and if we can help, just let us know.
The KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys highlighting 918.
Mayor G.T. Bynum.
Weekdays 5 to 9.
On News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
The most cost-effective time to insulate your home is during construction. If you're planning to build, call the experts at Ozark Foam. Their product carries a lifetime warranty, retains its airtight seal and high R value, and never has to be added to. And Ozark Foam stands behind 100% of their work. Contact them today at ozarkfoam.net.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
We can't hold the deals back any longer. It's the Truck Madness event happening all month long at South Point Chevrolet. These savings are crazy. Get 30% off the MSRP when you buy the all-new 2019 Equinox LT. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. You heard that right. 0% APR for 6 years. Truck Madness is going on now at South Point Chevrolet, the exclusive home of the South Point Best Price Guarantee. Find new roads. SouthPointChevrolet.com. Excludes L. See dealer for details.
Don't miss the annual Sip for Sight Grand Tasting this Saturday at the Renaissance Hotel Ballroom. Taste premium wines, ales, and delicious food from Tulsa's best restaurants, like the French Hen, Fleming's, and Carrabba's. Get your tickets at sipforsight.com.
Hey, it's Dick Lofton. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution, keeping couples together in the same room, called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Tulsa who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
In your forecast for tonight, we'll get down to a low of 38 overnight. For tomorrow, sunny, a high of 66. Friday, increasing clouds and a high of 70. Saturday, we've got a chance for some scattered rain and some storms mixed in, too. Some could be severe. Again, that's on Saturday, a high of 60. And then Sunday, there'll still be some rain around and a high around 70. Right now, partly cloudy and 59 in Tulsa. I'm Steve Berg, News 102.3 KRMG.
I love Dana's personality. She's incredibly smart and honest.
She's very cool, very bold.
Dana does not shy away from the truth.
Now, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, weeknights 6 to 8 on News 102.3 KRMG. Dana Show.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
If you knew the shows that I turned down in order to speak to you, you would be very impressed with yourself, Dana, that I can tell you.
Listen live around the world.
Are you a citizen or are you a subject? Because I'm a citizen, and I'll ask whatever question I want to whenever I want to. If you're a subject, you go on and you be a subject. I'm a citizen.
The Dana Show.
So what will I do? I have a lot of ideas. First, we need comprehensive immigration reform. If you are in this country now, you must have the right to pay into Social Security, to pay your taxes, to pay into the local school system, and to have a pathway to citizenship. That must happen.
No, that's my money. You come take it on my cold, dead hand. That's my money. We're just going to give them all your money. You're a racist unless you... want to give people your money that you work really hard for. That's Kirsten Gillibrand, who I cannot take seriously. I just cannot. It's like watching Summer give the speech as to why she should be class president for Napoleon Dynamite. That's who it is. It's like watching Haley Duff give her speech as Summer. Vote for Summer from Napoleon Dynamite. Because everyone needs to just give everybody the Social Security money. Welcome to the show. I'm in a really weird mood. And also, the barometric pressure in Texas is crazy. I don't know what's happening. It's so bad. Kane and I are dying, but it makes me sound cooler. But I'm in a very odd, I'm in a good mood. It's a slow, ridiculous news day. Ugh. I mean, the most exciting thing happening is George and Kelly and Conway fighting. I kind of want them to live stream their dinner tonight. Just like put it up on like Periscope or, you know, Instagram, Insta Live. Put it up on Facebook, something. I just can't, you know, my goodness. But they're not getting along well. That can't be good for their marriage. So the discussion with regards to Kirsten Gillibrand, she not only wants to give everyone your Social Security number or your Social Security money, might as well give them the number. But she's also one of those individuals who thinks, yeah, we should just move to mob rule. Wow. Mob rule. So get rid of the Electoral College. I noticed a poll that came out the other day that said only 17%. Well, I don't know. This is a different one. That actually the majority of people don't. They're not actually really supportive of getting away, abolishing the Electoral College. That's one of the last vestiges we have of a constitutional republic. And once you get rid of the Electoral College, you've changed everything to direct democracy and mob rule. And direct democracy is essentially two wolves and a lamb taking a vote on what to have for dinner. That's what direct democracy is. That's what happens when you remove the Electoral College. That's, I think, one of the best ways to put it. They're mad because they lost. They're mad because they lost, and they're staying mad because they lost. These people, they couldn't win an election, so now they want to undermine everything that makes our republic the way that it is. And I mean, it's really silly. They're pushing, they're saying, well, it's not actually a radical position to eliminate the Electoral College. You know, some people, there's a CBS poll that shows some people are growing, you know, more towards, you know, at least they're interested in having the discussion to amending the whole Constitution to elect someone based on popular vote. Just because something's popular, That doesn't mean that the position for which it's advocating is not radical. That's so stupid. There's literally the whole reason why we have the system is to protect those who are not as powerful and by giving them disproportionate privileges, which is, you know, making all these other people mad. It's the silliest thing. This is an American institution. I mean, the idea that you, it's not going to be, I mean, it can't be overturned. It shouldn't be overturned because it's the end of the country as we know it. David Harsanyi has a great piece on this. He goes, Democrats want to kill the Electoral College because they fear the Constitution. The left is increasingly comfortable attacking foundational ideas of American governance because it isn't a democracy. I mean, this is where civics comes into play. This is why it's always important. This is why they, just like Texas isn't a state, Texas is a republic. You know, you have commonwealths, you have, you know, different, the words mean things. And this, this idea that somehow it should be a democracy or we should have mob rule, this is what all of these Democrat hopefuls have been suggesting. One of the things that he noted, and he gets into, this is looking back in some of the previous elections, is that when you look at historically the electoral maps, the most closely fought over states, they're always changing because the issues that people prioritize change, right? And it is, and people, it is moving towards undermining the voice of some for the voice of the mob. That's what it is. And this, they're unhappy. I mean, all of this stems from unhappiness for 2016, all of it. And it goes against what the founders, I mean, the founders were very careful. And CNN's John Avalon, who I cannot stand John Avalon. John Avalon cannot stand me. He tried to undermine me when I was at CNN so often. Oh my gosh. He would go to, like, apparently he went to HR over every conservative, John Avalon. He was like very sensitive guy. And he did not like if you disagreed with him on air. He was very sensitive about that, apparently. And everybody complained about him. Anyway. So he one time he lied because he doesn't know a lot about the Electoral College. And he said, well, the Electoral College was really hotly debated even in the days of James Madison. Madison called it evil. That's not what Madison referred to. Madison was talking about the elections that would be thrown to the House of Representatives, that it would mean harm. It wouldn't mean. Oh, my goodness. He wanted more voters in the Electoral College. Harsanyi says it's going to take a ton of historical revisionism and fairy tales to make constitutional sense of their position. That he says one of the most inadvertently instructive arguments against the Electoral College was made by people pointing to polls that prove its unpopularity. Did you know that the majority of Americans prefer running things as the majority? That's one of the reasons why the Electoral College exists, because direct democracy disenfranchises a sizable minority of Americans. That is just the sheer truth of it, the sheer truth of it. But yet that's what they're going for. That's what they want. So the Representative James Clyburn says that Trump's family is worse than Hitler, like a giant Voltron Hitler, like all the whole family now. He was comparing Trump to Hitler. And where was this at? This is NBC. This is what he was saying. He goes, Adolf Hitler was elected Chancellor of Germany, and he went about the business of discrediting institutions to the point that people bought into it. He goes, we have to be careful. He says, this man and his family are the greatest threats to democracy of my lifetime. This is what James Clyburn was saying. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is like the craziest thing I've ever. Oh my word. Oh my goodness. But that's what he says. It's like a big old giant Voltron Hitler. And he kept going on and on. He was, let's see, I'm reading some of his, I mean, he just, oh, and then he brought in Mussolini and all of this stuff. He like really went and was getting all of the bad guys in there. But he said it was the whole family. He didn't just leave it to actually the president. He said this whole family they're the greatest threats to democracy of my lifetime. Well, like Tiffany Trump, even? Really? She's Voltron Hitler? Which one is she?
He doesn't explain how, I'm guessing, right?
No. Uh-uh. No. No, he just said that they're all Hitler. Literally, I'm looking at the NBC story right now.
Sounds like solid science.
Yeah, that's solid, right? Just somebody's Hitler. Yeah, well, you're Mussolini. Ooh. Clyburn. Whoa!
Hashtag science,
that's right. These people are ridiculous. I have a story that I'm going to share with you coming up too about this British woman who's now being investigated by the police because she didn't use the proper pronoun that someone wanted her to use for someone else. And she's being investigated by the police for it. You know what I would do if I were her and I lived in the UK? And my front door, like at the threshold. You know how they have like those boxing bags that can come up? Well, I would have something like that. And it would come up out of the floor whenever you would open the door. Except it wouldn't be like a boxing bag. It wouldn't be like a, you know, like a speed bag. It wouldn't be like a clown or something like that. It would be a giant middle finger just filled with sand that would just, you know, upon pressing a button, it would just immediately, the two hinges would open, two doors would open in the floor, and it would just come right out and stand right up in the doorway. So that way, if I used whatever pronoun I wanted to, and the British police came to my home because they wanted to question me about it, I would press that button, and when the door opened, it would just be this big, heavy bag of a giant middle finger. That's what I would do. Yeah, it's the little things, you know? It's the little things that make me
smile. I see a business forming here.
Yeah, it's like my dream is to have like a dirty work kind of business, like what Norm Macdonald did, but like real. I mean, it's my dream in life. I mean, you see a need, you feel a need. You know what I'm saying? It's just the simple things in life. So we got some headlines coming up. We have Today in Stupidity. We have Florida Man on the way. Gosh, we need us some Florida Man. We need it to be lightened up a little bit. In the meantime, as we get moving on here, blink motion activated cameras are great to have in your home if you want to keep an eye on pets or if you want to keep an eye on packages or whatever you want to watch. And you can choose to arm them all or choose to arm some individually. And if they notice some motion, what they'll do is they'll send you a clip to your phone and you can determine whether or not you want to act upon that if you think it's a danger. They run on two batteries that last for up to a couple of years. They're wireless. You can put them anywhere, which is awesome. They have that live feed option, and there's no contracts, no subscriptions. It's affordable, and the system started just $79.99, which is really affordable when you compare them to other systems. So check out Blink Home Security Cameras, blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. Blink is an Amazon company. It works with Alexa.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Find Red Alert Traffic Advisories on KRMG.com.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Our medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, we provide our patients a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Our medical providers will work with you to find the best medical solution. And our electronic record keeping allows our professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Our care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let us help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000, or visit universalmensclinic.com.
The spring sales event going on now at South Point Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Buy the all-new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus for a one-time payment of $20,999 or payments of just $249 a month. And it's Ram Truck Month, Tulsa. Buy the all-new 2019 Ram Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 for a one-time payment of $23,999 or payments of just $299 a month. Get to South Point Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram now.
SouthPointCJD.com.
See dealer for details.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned. Not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned. Not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Never miss the latest KRMG news update again. Get it on demand anytime you want on KRMG.com and the KRMG app. Or enable your Amazon Echo with our KRMG skill and give it a shout. Alexa, what's the news?
Here's your flash briefing from News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG.
Skill and proficiency. Doesn't that sound nice?
We are Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 1023 KRMG. It's the Dana Show.
I have the dumbest story for you guys. Oh my God. I almost don't want to do headlines because I just want to talk about it. When do Irish people ever get offended by anything? That's kind of a rhetorical question. I'm part Irish, so that explains a lot. Well, apparently some group decided to get all butt hurt and try to get some attention for themselves because they didn't like a tweet. Oh my goodness. They didn't like a tweet. Those are two people out there. They didn't like a tweet. Stupid people. I told you, I felt really mean today. Let's go ahead and kick it into headlines.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Delicious pesticide residues found in 70% of all produce. Tasty. Strawberries, spinach, and kale amongst the most pesticide-heavy. They said conventionally farmed kale could contain up to 18 delicious, tasty pesticides. That's gross. But they said that's even after you wash it a lot. I mean, if you wash it, how do you wash? I do eat organic. I try to eat organic, but I'm not, obsessed with it. You know what I mean? There's certain things I'll eat organic with, like berries and that I'll do organic, but I just don't care. I'm is that food? I'll eat it. I just don't care. Do I care about the pesticide thing? Should I? Am I going to sprout another head or something?
There's a story I put in your prep yesterday that bear...
Will I get Spider-Man powers?
Roundup was accused of giving cancer to a guy, so...
Yeah, but...
I mean, you tell me how dangerous pesticides are.
Yeah, but...
herbicides.
Look at you. You sound like you're going to sit here and try to rub... Are you going to try to sell me some essential oil next?
No, not at all.
Dana, you got a headache? Just put some oil on it. Is that what you're going to do? Or just
tea tree oil, actually. It's pretty good.
I swear to you. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. This story is so crazy. So check this out. This is the headline. Millions watched her kids on YouTube. Off screen, she was beating and starving her children. So this lady, who's like it's called the Perfect Family site or something. She had all these adopted kids, and she basically made them perform for YouTube videos. and she would like beat them and stuff, or and if they messed up their scripted lines. Oh my gosh. I mean, this woman, the kids said that they would get pepper sprayed from head to toe. Sometimes she would lock them in the closet. She called the green screen room. She had over 800,000 subscribers, and she said, we're the family of fantastic adventures full of unique and special kids. We started making these videos for fun, and then, oh my gosh, it was crazy. So she's like beating these kids and then telling and then beating them to make sure that they say, make sure like and subscribe. This is like Black Mirror, isn't this? This is a total Black Mirror thing. Oh my gosh, this is insane. Man charged with fatal stabbing thought victim was a werewolf, says Fox 5 DC. Yeah, you know. It was in Alexandria. A defense attorney says a man accused of brutally stabbing a man to death in Alexandria just last July did so because he thought the victim was a werewolf. I don't really, that's gonna... They found the guy locked in a Mercedes with no pants on, covered in blood. And in the business, they found the owner suffering from 53 stab wounds. The defense pleaded to strike the murder trial from the court, saying that a more appropriate charge of voluntary manslaughter should be applied. They said that, yeah, we think he's got mental health issues, and he thought that Jackson was a werewolf at the time of the incident. Yeah, you think he's got mental health issues? Really? What gave you geniuses that idea? What made you
That's
think
not
that?
Even how you kill a werewolf, though, either.
That's not how you... Yeah, you don't kill a werewolf by stabbing it repeatedly. Does no one watch these movies? Does no one... Have you not ever seen any of this stuff? No one watched Silver Bullet? Golly, people. I mean, at least, you know, try to make some, you know, try just, Authorities shut down a national puppy laundering ring. I really avoided clicking on this link until I had to. It had ties to Chicago pet stores. It was a national puppy laundering ring, and they supplied all of these pet shops, and they were selling purebred and designer pets despite the anti-puppy mill ordinance. I do not like puppy mills. And, oh, man, it's just bad. So I'm glad that they... It's just the way that some of these dogs are treated with all of this is just absolutely horrific. It's just so sad. A cotton swab stuck in an ear led a man to suffer seizures and a skull infection. You're not supposed to shove it all the way into your brain, genius. Doctors were like, please stop sticking stuff up in your ears. You're only supposed to clean like the outside. You're not supposed to shove it all the way in your head. What is wrong with people? Anyway, it was up there for like a year. And it's just so gross. But he had seizures and he had a severe ear infection and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, because you're nasty. That's disgusting. Quit sticking stuff up in your head. That's gross. Should I be, I mean, yes, I'm glad you're better. Let's see here. I got a couple of other things for you. This is, oh my gosh. You know that 36-year-old nurse that was the guy who was accused of raping and impregnating a comatose disabled patient? Okay, so now he's fighting STD and HIV court-ordered tests because he says it would violate his constitutional rights. Oh. Yeah, and Game of Thrones has a new marketing campaign, 6 Iron Thrones hidden around the world for fans to find before the final season premiere. I'll have more info on that. The dumbest social justice warrior story of the day, next. Are you losing sleep from having to fix your fitted sheets that aren't so fitted anymore? Or maybe your sheets are making you hot at night. You don't have to keep settling for night after night of restless sleep. We've all been there, but thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets, you can get a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix your sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. Its cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana to get your Giza sheets today. Get a better night's rest. Visit MyPillow.com, promo code Dana, or 800-944-4975. MyPillow.com, promo code Dana.
This is News 1023 KRMG,
where Tulsa turns first
for breaking news, severe weather, and red alert traffic.
Live team coverage of Tulsa's news starts now.
It's 62 in Tulsa, live from the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. I'm Mike Downing with team coverage of our top stories.
Nowata County has found an interim sheriff at an emergency meeting this morning. As a result of former Sheriff Terry Barnett resigning on Monday, most of her employees leaving with her, the Nowata County Commissioners now have named Murta Hallett as the interim sheriff. Commission Chairman Doug Sonnenberg is pleased with the choice.
She has, and she will be an absolute asset to Nowata County.
Sheriff Hallett says she expects deputies to be back on the road as early as this evening. Broken Arrow police find pot, heroin, meth, and pills during a traffic stop on St. Patrick's Day. Cops say Ashley Cox was pulled over on South Elm Place when they noticed her idling at a stoplight.
The officer notices that the vehicle begins to veer to the left and then makes an abrupt correction as so not to hit the center median.
Police say Cox now faces four possession of controlled substance charges, as well as possession of marijuana. A shooting victim from Mays County is in a Tulsa hospital. We're told the suspect may be in Peggs, Oklahoma.
There is another situation that's down south of Locust Grove on Highway 82. Not sure if it's tied together yet.
Undersheriff Tim Thompson says the victim was shot at the Sensations nightclub west of Shoto about 4:20 this morning. There was no information on the victim's condition.
Becoming cloudy tonight with scattered rain showers.
We're back to the sunshine for the next couple days. Will be beautiful for the rest of your work week spring break plans. Temperatures will be into the mid-60s for our Thursday into Friday, approaching 70. Light winds both those days, too. As we get into the weekend, though, chances for some showers return on Saturday. Chance for some storms, possibly even some severe, going into Sunday. I'm Fox 23 and News 1023 KRMG certified meteorologist Brad Carl.
Right now, the KRMG NexRed HD radar is clear. So are the skies right now at 732. It's 59 degrees in Tulsa. I'm Mike Downing, News 1023 and AM 740, KRMG.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
The national debt went over $22 trillion for the first time.
KRMG's Washington Insider.
A budgetary milestone that doesn't reflect very well on Congress and the political system as a whole.
With unmatched, in-depth knowledge straight from Capitol Hill.
$400 billion just on interest payments by Uncle Sam.
This is where Tulsa turns first for the latest developments in the Trump White House.
Jamie Dupree 2.0. Exclusively.
On News 1023 KRMG.
More on my blog at krmg.com.
Hey, Rick Corey here from my friends at Ferguson Subaru in Broken Arrow. Now, I've been telling you about my 2019 Subaru Outback. Here are the top three things I love about this car. Number one, symmetrical all-wheel drive. So what's that? It's a balanced all-wheel drive system that maximizes traction, especially during wet and icy conditions. Second is safety. My Outback is equipped with EyeSight, blind spot detection, and cross-traffic alerts. And third, the deal. Get as low as 0% financing for up to 72 months on select 2019 Outbacks. And all Ferguson Subaru Outbacks, just like mine, come standard equipped. That means you don't pay extra for that legendary road-gripping symmetrical all-wheel drive only found in a Subaru. No other car on the planet has it. So compare my top three things and take a test drive during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get as low as 0% financing on select Subaru Outbacks. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
We've got what you're looking for. Ferguson Superstore.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine?
Our weather has been fairly mild so far, but if you've lived in Oklahoma long, you know winter's worst is likely still coming. Are you ready? Tires that are worn to 430 seconds of tread depth increase your wet braking distances and hurt your stopping or starting traction even more in snow. If your tires are getting thin, you should consider fresh tires to maximize your safety. If you're getting close to an oil change, fresh oil flows easier, making cold starts faster, so consider going ahead early. We know batteries lose power as temperature drops, so if your battery is getting older, consider replacement now and never give a battery a second chance to strand you. If you're a regular Wheels Show listener, you've heard these safety suggestions and more. If not, please come by any of our Cecil & Sons locations and we'll help get you ready for Oklahoma's coming winter weather.
Cecil & Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
It's time for an upgrade. The KRMG App 2.0 is here.
Powered by Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow.
Faster, better looking, and more customizable. Download or update the KRMG app today and send us an open mic and let us know what you think.
Listen, I just wanted to compliment.
I want to thank you.
I really appreciate everything you do.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
I spent 2016 covering a campaign where I personally engaged in false equivalence between Hillary Clinton's misdeeds and Donald Trump's misdeeds, and I'm not doing it in 2020. And the idea that one congresswoman's, you know, silly statement is at all equivalent to the racist and bigoted tirades of the President of the United States is absurd false equivalence.
Yeah. Okay, so nobody cares. Isn't that the guy who screwed his best friend's daughter and got her pregnant? And then he like was like, I'm not going to take care of the baby. That guy?
That is correct, Dana.
Yeah, maybe he should probably like work on some self-restraint in other areas of his life. Just suggesting. You guys want to hear a stupid story? The dumbest story that is... I have two stupid stories. The first one is a journalist, a Catholic journalist from the UK named Caroline Farrow. And I tweeted out her thread earlier. Let me just read. Can I read it in a British accent, too? Because she's British. So it just makes sense that it would be in a British accent, right? Right? Are we all good with this? Okay. So this is what she had. This is what she had tweeted out. And I, if you follow me on Twitter, at D-Lash on Twitter, I had this thread. This is what she tweets. This started last night at like 6 o'clock last night. Okay. Or the other night. Had a message from Guildford Police tonight about my tweets following an appearance on Good Morning Britain with Susie Green and Piers Morgan. Susie Green has reported me for misgendering her daughter. Now, misgendering is when you call them a pronoun they don't want to be called, regardless of what the science states. Caroline Farrow continues. She tweets, I have pointed out to the police that I am a Catholic journalist slash commentator, and it is my religious belief that a person cannot change sex, that we are in the middle of a national conversation about what it means to be male and what it means to be female. Nonetheless, following my appearance on national television, CPS have decided I needed to be interviewed under caution for misgendering Susie Green's child. She says, here are the provisions of the Malicious Communications Act. I am not in breach. I don't even remember said tweets. I probably said he or son or something. All I've been told that following an appearance on Good Morning Britain, I made some tweets misgendering Susie Green's child and that I need to attend a taped interview. I don't even remember said tweets. This was in September. But I really not got to give a flying toss. I've done nothing wrong, nothing illegal, and will happily do jail time for my right to say that people cannot change sex. Meanwhile, a group of people have terrified and harassed my family, doxed my children, made violent and sexual threats, all kinds of stuff. So she says, and if I don't go for an interview about some tweets that allegedly misgendered, I will apparently be arrested. So this is what the police are saying. Police are going after a woman because this woman in Britain did not call a man a woman. And they said if she does not consent to being taped for an interview about her crime, then they will arrest her. This is sexism. Another woman being abused by the system because she would not bow down to what a man demanded that she call him. That's what this is. Wow. Now, the Crown Prosecution Service, that's CPS, it is the principal public prosecuting agency for conducting criminal prosecutions in England and Wales. And, yeah. So she's under caution, is what they said. This is crazy. And all simply because of what she had said in an interview on Good Morning Britain. So they're targeting her for that. So like I said, it is just, it's amazing to me this is it. Well, they don't have free speech in Britain. I think everybody knows that they don't have free speech. That you could be, if you don't use the pronoun that a man wants you to use, a woman can be arrested. How is that not sexist? Anybody? Bueller? Mm-hmm. I'd use whatever the hell pronoun I want. Be like, come and get me. You can't force me that, because you're infringing on someone's civil rights by demanding that they speak in a certain way. That's what you're doing. This isn't the first time that this has happened, though. They've had, because they do not have any sort of freeness where it concerns speech in Britain. If you use the wrong pronoun, I mean, you it's a criminal offense. You can get in trouble. Crazy. It's so crazy.
And
just
the left
so crazy.
Would love that here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But yeah, absolutely. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Now here's another story for you. Political correctness. An Irish Catholic organization is slamming the GOP for defaming Irish Americans with a toxic tweet. So the GOP had a picture of Beto O'Rourke, his mugshot when he was drunk driving, and they put a leprechaun hat on him. And it said, on this St. Paddy's Day, a special message from noted Irishman Robert Francis O'Rourke. And the ancient order of the Hibernians. I'm part Irish. Y'all can go to hell. The oldest Irish Catholic organization, they're denouncing a tweet. Oh, are you denouncing a tweet now? Oh, are ya? Why don't you go back to your Lucky Charms? This is so stupid. Why are people offended over this? Why does anyone care? Who sits there and is like, what can we be offended about today, boys? That's not a true Irishman. No self-respecting Irish person is going to get upset over a stupid tweet. Especially on St. Patrick's Day. Good grief. They're at the bottom of a Guinness glass. Shut up. No one cares. Oh, but this group does. Oh, hey, boys, what can we do to get offended today? What can we be offended about? Ahoy, I saw this tweet that the GOP had done put out. Oh, let's go ahead and issue a navel-gazing, fist-shaking proclamation about it, eh? Yes, let's do. Golly. They said it was a scurrilous, stereotype-laced attack. Oh, my gosh, shut up. This is so stupid. Stop being offended. You have no right to not be offended. I don't know any self-respecting Irish person that gives a crap about it. They would be offended if you thought they were offended. If you thought they cared enough about your stupid issues to be offended about it. They don't care. They're too cool to care. No, they don't care. Oh my gosh. I've never even heard of it. How do you even say that? Hibernians, Hibernians. I don't know. Good night. And that I love how people, they send out these. Nobody had the thought, wow, after this GOP tweet, what does this obscure Irish group think about it? I wonder. Let's all wait. I can't do anything. I'm waiting for this obscure Irish group to come out with a tweet denouncing this. I can't go about my day. Golly. Yeah, it's the end of the world when have Irish groups that start getting offended over stupid stuff.
Do they remember the actual TV ad where the Dems put out a Paul Ryan lookalike pushing a grandma off a cliff in a wheelchair? Do they remember that?
Aye, Kane, but that's all right because he's a Republican.
Oh, I keep forgetting about those double standards. My bad.
Yeah, the double standards and stuff. I mean, who cares about that when we got Voltron Hitler out there, you know? I mean, come on.
That's totally a band name.
Oh, man. I don't know it. Like I said, I don't know any self-respecting Irish person that cares. I remember, what was it? We joked about this last year, and I actually had Irish people email, and they said, they were like, we're offended that anyone would think we're offended. We want to fight you. If you think we're offended, we want to fight you. That's pretty much their response. They don't care. Yeah, they don't care. It's not something that they're obsessed with. You know why? Because
they have lives.
They have lives and self-awareness and self-respect. Most importantly, they have some self-respect. That's the way it is. Golly. Oh, man. So, a few other things here to touch upon. We got Florida Man on the way. And then we'll also get into this, some of the 2020 stuff. And more good things. The president is expected to speak. He's going to be giving a speech a little bit later on. As we get moving on, CarShield's a program you should check out if you want extended vehicle service protection. You don't want to spend an arm and a leg if you have to get a repair, because car repairs can be super costly, right? And you want options, but you also want to be safe and secure on the road, not cut corners. This is where CarShield comes in. They make the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. Take it to your favorite mechanic or the dealership to do the work, your choice. You get 24/7 roadside assistance, a rental car while yours is being fixed. If your car has a 5,000 to 150,000 miles doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. So save yourself thousands in future car repairs and get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle protection. Call 800-CAR-6000 or visit CarShield.com. Use code Dana to save 10%. CarShield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6000. A deductible may apply.
Tulsa's breaking news on KRMG.com.
Hey, it's Dick Lofton. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution, keeping couples together in the same room, called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Tulsa who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
There are many types of insulation out there, but unlike almost all other types of insulation, spray foam insulation from Ozark Foam carries a lifetime warranty, retains its airtight seal and high R value, and never has to be added to. And Ozark Foam stands behind 100% of their work. Start saving today. OzarkFoam.net.
We are the comfiest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-431-5790. That's 800-431-5790. 800-431-5790. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink Motion activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire free, set up in minutes, and run on two lithium batteries that last for up to 2 years. And when you're away, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on kids and pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. In fact, Blink systems start at just $79.99. Thanks to Blink, home security just got easier. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale. Blink is an Amazon company and works with Alexa. When do you want to spot that burglar? Thanks to Blink, home security just got easier. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale.
When you get in your car, make sure you turn on Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station. KRMG has cameras locked on major roadways to provide you alternate routes during rush hour traffic every 6 minutes on the KRMG morning and evening news and all throughout the day.
Highway 75 northbound. As you get into Tulsa Hills, speed's dropping right around 81st Street.
Slow some westbound I-44 at Highway 75 and eastbound at the 244 merge in East Tulsa.
News 102.3 KRMG is Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station.
Stream the podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
I just now saw an article about how they're trying to go after Mel Brooks now. Yeah. Says how Mel Brooks used his funny man persona to hide his tyrannical side and having a zipper problem around women. Explosive bio reveals.
Explosive.
Jesus. Millennials just discover Mel Brooks. Yay. John Who is Wayne. This guy?
They even went after the old dead John Wayne.
Yeah, they went after old dead John Wayne. There's not enough living things to be mad about, so now we're going back in time.
Started with statues.
Yeah, I just... Everything sucks. Everything's just, oh my gosh, people are just so ridiculous. They're just ridiculous people. Anyway, I don't know. So, and then the president's going to be speaking very soon. Also, Cory Booker was talking about his girlfriend, Rosario Dawson. Nobody cares. He teases they may have a White House wedding if he wins the election, which he's not going to win. So I guess they're not getting married. Wah, wah. True, though. Who cares?
They could still do the courthouse.
I've never seen like a relationship between people I've cared less about.
Be a courthouse wedding instead of a White House wedding.
Yeah, well, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe, perhaps. I don't know. And I'm weird. Like, so Kit Harington was on The Late Show, and they're advertising Game of Thrones. Now, don't ruin it for me, Kit Harington, who married into Scottish nobility. Like the classist thing possible. He was comparing the president to King Joffrey. Actually, King, that would really be more like Beto. Would be King Joffrey. Yeah, exactly. Really. So I just, you know, maybe like don't try alienating your viewers before your stuff starts. Just saying. Just, you know, just maybe let's not do that. I don't know. So we got all that and a lot more coming up. Let's see, what else do we have? In the meantime, let's get into some Florida Person.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Some of these I just... let's see. A Florida man keeps getting elected to office in his county, and then he keeps getting arrested or kicked out for taking bribes, selling cocaine, stealing cash off of dead bodies, asking female employees to apply creams or salves to him.
Oh.
Pasco County. So, first you had Port Richey's mayor, Dale Massad, who was arrested by a SWAT team last month. Deputies say that he shot at them as they entered his home to take him into custody. Then you had the other mayor who replaced him, who's taken into custody. Then apparently you have all of these. I don't know. Is like that? Are positions in Pasco County, are they cursed? Is that or by stupid people? Like, why? I'm just like looking. There's a why in the world so many people keep getting in trouble in Pasco County? A Jacksonville baseball team. They're planning a special law-breaking night to pay tribute to Florida Man. This may not end well. It's called the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. On July 26th, the Florida Marlins AA affiliate is embracing local legend Florida Man with a special promotional night. They said there will be a lawyer in the house, and they have a law office that's sponsoring it. And I guess what? It's going to be a Florida Man night. I don't know. They said, please leave your weapons and pythons at home.
Nothing about alligators, though. That's weird.
No, the gators was on there.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, gators. Gators done got on there. Gators was on there. Hey, guess what? Hot sauce saves another life.
What?
Taco Bell hot sauce. A Florida man's lucky to be alive. Seconds after the man was eating inside of a Winter Haven Taco Bell, he got up to get some hot sauce. And that moment, at that split second, when he decided to leave the table to get some hot sauce, an SUV came careening through the restaurant. Had he not gotten up to get the hot sauce, he would have been run over by the vehicle. A 77-year-old man thought his SUV was in reverse when he was attempting to back out of the parking space. Instead, he drove 10 feet inside the restaurant.
Was that Bernie?
It was not Bernie. He drove right the hell into the restaurant. And he could have ran that dude over. But that dude had gotten up to go get him some hot sauce. That's crazy. My gosh. Florida man chased by knife-wielding woman across six lanes of traffic. Good night. Jeez, these people. Florida woman was arrested early this morning after deputies say she chased a man across six lanes of traffic on a highway in, again, Pasco County while waving a knife at him. Stephanie Wykel, she got in an argument with the victim over him possibly cheating on her. During the argument, the victim started to walk away. At that point, deputies say Wykel grabbed a medium-sized knife from the kitchen and chased him across six lanes of traffic. Wykel later admitted to deputies that she did, in fact, wave the knife at him to make him afraid of her. She was arrested for domestic aggravated assault, and she was taken to the Not Butter Lando Lakes Detention Center. Oh, man. But wait, there's more. A Florida man robs a store dressed as Spider-Man. Okay. Castleberry, Florida. Deputies say a Florida man showed up to a Winn-Dixie and Wine and Spirit store in Castleberry, Florida on January 2nd. But he showed up en masse, left, and then came back wearing a Spider-Man mask. He was in the exact same damn clothes. He just thought the Spider-Man mask was going to be. Police were like, same guy. Literally, he walks outside, goes to his car. He's on camera the whole time. Puts a mask on, and then he couldn't even open the damn door when he comes back inside. He stole liquor and cigarettes, still in a red shirt and gray pants, and then he leaves. Like, they clearly knew it was him. He's a repeat offender. He's in the Seminole County Sheriff's Office. You got to do more than just that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just put a mask on, especially if you walk in once.
He was Peter Parker before the incident.
Good grief. Yeah, he was Peter Parker before. See, that doesn't work. It's not like Superman where people don't know. You put on glasses and they're like, I don't know who that guy is with those glasses on. Totally changed everything. Oh, goodness. Let's see. And then we have a Florida man found passed out drunk behind the wheel in a Wendy's drive-thru. He just needed a nap. A Cape Coral Florida man was found passed out drunk in his car while it was still running in a Wendy's drive-thru. The 19-year-old was arrested for liquor possession. He did not get his food. Stay with us, third hour next.
Hear Money Talk on KRMG, Sundays at 10 a.m. with Dan Witham. Money Talk Financial Program answers all your financial questions and covers long-term health and savings plans. Money Talk with Dan Witham, every Sunday at 10 a.m. on News 102.3 KRMG.
It's the spring sales event going on now at South Point Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Buy the all-new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus for a one-time payment of $20,999 or payments of just $249 a month. And it's Ram Truck Month, Tulsa. Buy the all-new 2019 Ram Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 for a one-time payment of $23,999 or payments of just $299 a month. Get to South Point Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram now. SouthPointCJD.com.
See dealer for details.
Don't miss the annual Sip for Sight Grand Tasting this Saturday at the Renaissance Hotel Ballroom. Taste premium wines, ales, and delicious food from Tulsa's best restaurants like the Chalkboard, Tavolo, and Duet. Get your tickets at SipForSight.com.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow.